Hi, my name's Carl Lannis. I used to work at the Berkeley Pit here. The Berkeley Pit is actually a mile deep. If you were able to take all the water out of it, you could actually see all the way down a full mile. The tiers in here, the trucks used to drive around the tiers on the outside, just like little roadways going all the way down. And during the deepest operations of the pit itself, the trucks would take approximately 3 hours just to climb out from the bottom of the pit. They would take the ore that they had actually dug with the electric cranes, put them in the electric trucks, which are just big, humongous trucks. I don't recall exactly. I think they each one hold like 5 to 6 tons. They'd come up the perimeters and finally get to the operations in the back here. This is now called Montana Resources. That was originally owned by the Anaconda Company. Once the trucks got to the top, they would dump in a big gyroscopic sort of a crusher. The crusher would then crush all the ore and the loose ore that was around here. And some of it was, you'd get some chunks that were nearly half the size of the truck. They'd go in these big crushers, and from there they'd keep crushing it down to little smaller bits until it could actually go into what they called rod mills and ball mills. Through the whole entire operation, they added water and different solvents and stuff to actually dissolve and crush and sort of grind down the material. From there, then they would take it and flotation, take off the top surfaces of it, the contaminants. And then the stuff that was left over with the heavier ore type material was put in railroad cars. And then from the railroad cars, it was transferred to Anaconda, Montana, which is about 20 miles to the west of the beach here. And then it was smelted from there. It was dried out and then smelted in those operations. A few further notes on the area here is the big head frames. Everywhere you see a head frame on the horizon, you'll see shafts that are sunk down inside the earth. And some of those go as far as 2 miles deep. The ones that were sunk, to me they're uncountable. I'm going to say that there's at least 60 to 70 shafts, individual shafts that were sunk. Once they start digging down, they find the veins of ore, the copper ore, and then they start spreading out just like a bunch of fingers, and they'll go every direction. So there's areas here in the Butte area that have got shafts that are dug on the perimeter, probably, I'm going to say, 2 to 3 miles from the center of the shaft. And they go down a mile, 2 miles, depending on where the ore was. One of the problems with the shutdown of the operation, ARCO took over the operations in 1976, and from there on they sort of started phasing out the projects, and by 1980 the Anaconda smelter itself was actually shut down entirely. They still mined the products here and still shipped them out, and now towards this last phase in these last probably 5 or 6 years, we've had problems with the contaminants, because what they did was they took the mine shafts, and the mine shafts that were sunk started filling up with water because they weren't going to foot the bill to have the electricity to pump the water out of these mine shafts. So in turn, as the mine shafts filled up with water, it had nowhere to go. So now what's happening is it's all traveling back down inside the pit. And the pit right now, I'm going to say it's approximately half full. But as you realize, as it comes up further, it's going to slow down because the pit is actually wider. So now the contaminants that they have and the problems they have, the groundwater is becoming contaminated. There's a small creek that they used to dump into named Silver Bow Creek. Silver Bow was really heavy metal content in it. That traveled west on towards Missoula, and ARCO actually had to do a cleanup effort here in this last decade, and they took the whole area and attempted to reclaim it. And then from the reclamation, they created little dams and little streams, little aquifers, waterfalls, and they even attempted to put fish in them. It hasn't been overly successful, but it was a real good attempt on the part of the our gold company to do some reclamation projects. The cost was exorbitant. You're talking tens of millions of dollars just to attempt to reclaim this area. They've been somewhat successful, but there's still a lot more they have to go. But anyway, the operations here, they were dirty and wet, and I didn't like it.